What's up, man? Alright, guys. Today's video is titled, I got cock-blocked by a white girl. So, I'm out here at Walmart getting my car fixed. The headlight it went out the other day and I got stopped by the police. They gave me a warning ticket. So I'm here to replace the headlight. I know some of you guys are gonna say, Amr, can't you do it your own damn self? Guys, I have wide hands. I tried doing it myself and I just ended up freaking scratching my hands and shit like that. See, this is why I can't become a mechanic. My hands are too damn wide. The fingers are long, which is a good thing, but it's just way too wide. Oh shit, somebody's calling me. It's amazing. The second I start to make a video, somebody has to call me. I have not had a call all day. Nobody called me all day. And the second I say, what's up, man, somebody tries to call me. It's amazing, man. Every time I make a video, somebody has to call me. You know what, guys? I think moving forward, I'm probably gonna put airplane mode when I make my videos. This is how fucking ridiculous it is. Whenever I make a video, somebody has to call. Anyway, so like I was saying, I'm here at Walmart waiting for them to fix my light bulb. It's actually free for the month of October, believe it or not. If you buy any Sylvania or Sylvana, I don't know how you pronounce it, but if you buy any Sylvania headlight at Walmart for the month of October, they'll install it free of charge. So I figured, hey, they're not gonna charge me to install it, so might as well let them install it, right? Not to mention, I'm doing headlight restoration, which is like $25. My headlights on the bins probably haven't been cleaned or restored in probably decades. That car is a 2003 model. Plus, I bought Dr. Scholl's for my feet, anti-odor fighting as well. A lot of you guys out there, especially if you don't wear shoes with socks, you need to get something like this where it fights odors, because you don't want to end up being like Yogi Obes smelling, you know. Granted, it may not be curry, but still, you know. Anyway, going back to the point of this video, I got cock blocked by a white girl. So yesterday I was in downtown, small town USA. I met a cool Dominican dude. He's probably watching this video. And we were like going around downtown. And this cute Dominican chick, I think she might have been Dominican. She looked very much Dominican. Black hair, curly black hair, shit like that. That girl was coming on to me, guys, yesterday. She was drunk. What did I tell you guys? Alcohol is your best friend if you want to get laid, you know? Because that makes a girl more willing to be with a guy than not being drunk. That's just how it is, guys, okay? This is why if you want to get drunk, you go to a bar, okay? We were just walking around town, man, and this girl, you know, can't blame her. I'm 6'3", 250 pounds. She probably saw this durag, thought I was like a fucking drug dealer or some dumb shit like that. So anyway, we chatted her up a little bit. You know, she wanted to go to Clematis, so we started walking toward the bins. And, you know, she's Dominican, she's loud, I'm loud, as you guys can tell. And, anyways, we're packing, we're going by all these fucking stores in downtown. And, this fucking white girl, guys, this white girl, like, comes out of nowhere, takes the Latina away from us. She just grabs the Latina and just takes her away from us, you know. And I know a lot of you guys out there are saying, Amr, that's super disrespectful what the white girl did, shit like that. You guys out there have got to understand something, okay? Women are black-pilled, okay? I know a lot of you guys out there who discover the black pill, you're like, oh my god, where was the black pill all my life? Women have been black-pilled probably before the age of 10, okay? You guys know the black pill, you know, special shout out to Saint Hamoudi is the Nagasaki Hiroshima truth, okay? When you drop an atomic bomb, nothing withstands an atomic bomb, right? So the black pill is the pure, unadulterated, in-your-face truth. And this is why PUAs and grifters like Hamza hate the black pill, because it ruins their business model of scamming unattractive men who think they might have a shot if they walk around town grabbing their shank, saying, yo, homie, yo, I'm alpha, dog. So, women have been blackpilled before the age of 10, and let me explain. You see, when a girl is 8, 9, 10 years old, even before that, and guys are like, hey, Susie, here's my lunch money, Susie. Hey, Susie, I got chips for you, Susie. This girl, by the age of 10, she knows that she can get guys to do whatever the fuck she wants. Now, opposite of that, if guys are not approaching you, they're not giving you lunch money, they're not, you know, giving you their fucking bag of chips. In other words, if guys are not acknowledging a girl, that girl by the age of 9, 10 years old, she's gonna know that, hey, I can't get shit out of men. So, by the age of 10, guys, especially in today's multimedia world where everything is online, instant gratification, by the age of 10, a girl knows, okay, I got male attention, I can become a whore. I don't have male attention, so I'm gonna become a rabid, man-hating feminist, okay? This is what you guys out there have got to understand about women. Women know the Nagasaki Hiroshima black pill. This is why fat girls suck dick better than anybody else, because that's the only way they're gonna get any attention, okay? This is why hot women suck in bed and not suck in the good way, because they know they don't have to do anything to get attention other than being hot. You know, the axe by Egyptian standards, she was hot. That's why I married her, because I'm not gonna marry some sub-4 woman, okay, like most Muslim men do. That bitch sucked in bed, you know, and she didn't suck in the good way. So, hot women, they become sharmutas selling their pussy for attention, money, and what have you. Ugly women, they become rabid feminists and they hate all men. So, what's happening in today's world, guys, is that the unattractive woman, they are cock blocking the attractive woman. This is why feminists are saying, oh, you have to be 500 pounds, you need to be ugly, don't shower, don't shave, have a toxic personality. You see, the feminists are women who ever since they were 9, 10, maybe even younger than that, they knew that ain't no guy will ever want them. They know that. So they want to fuck it up for other women. That's just how it is, guys, okay? So, we are entering a danger zone today where women, the unattractive woman, the feminist, they're going ballistic, okay, guys? You know, like, for example, that white girl that took the hot Cuban or Dominican girl from us last night, we didn't confront her because she probably would have called the police, you know, filed a false rape allegation. You know, here in the manosphere, especially on MGTOW.TV, we see so many videos of women filing multiple false rape accusations. And guess what? They're all fucking fugly women. You see, ugly women have gotten to the point now where they just can't handle the fact that they're ugly, okay? In the past, ugly women would suck dick. Now, men aren't even going after fugly women because these bitches are so toxic. And, you know, thanks to the manosphere, thanks to MGTOW, guys are waking up, you know. In the past, you know, a guy might settle for a fat chick. And I still see guys settling for fat chicks to this very day. For example, yesterday I saw this scrawny dude. He was a scrawny white guy. You know the white guys who wear shirts, you know, NASA, does some dumb shit like that, like a total nerd. He was married to a fucking beluga whale, and the bitch was more masculine than he was. So a lot of these ugly women, they're not gonna get the male attention of the guys they really want. So yeah, so in a homely looking white girl sees a guy like me with a hot Latina, hell yeah, she's gonna cock block me. And to a certain degree, I really can't blame her, you know, because that girl, I will never ever approach a woman who's homely, okay? And this is what you guys out there need to understand. This is very important for you guys out there to understand. Women don't want you to be black-pilled, okay? There's a war on the black pill because women are black-pilled and they know if you guys find out the Nagasaki Hiroshima black pill truth, that 80% of women out there are not going to get any attention from men. Now, if you guys pay for pussy, right? If you pay for pussy, are you going to go after 35-year-old post-wall, single mothers, fupa, ugly face, sagging tits, roast beef for pussy? No, you're going to go after that 18, that 19-year-old dime piece who's young, tight. That's what you're going to pay for, okay? So, the reason why women in America don't want prostitution to be legal, the reason why they want to criminalize the black pill, it's because if you guys find out what I, Amr Mitwali, know, 80% of women there, you're not even going to look at, okay? You see, guys, women are extremely toxic today. I don't even have to sit here and tell you how women are extremely toxic. You know, they play games, they're toxic, they withhold sex, you know, they give you the silent treatment. Pretty much all relationships are guaranteed to not be together after a couple of, probably month now. You know, in the past, a relationship could last, you know, a couple of years. Today, relationships do not last several months. So a lot of guys out there, they're like, hey man, other than investing my cock in her pussy, why do I need to take this girl out? Why do I need to buy her stuff? Why do I need to waste time with her? You guys see, with me, Amr Mitwali, time is the single most valuable thing for me, okay? You guys saw me on MGTOW TV during a live stream, I think with TFM. I was fixing shit in real time, okay? Imagine if I was talking to some Tatiana and I'm like, okay, yeah, that's cool. Really? When did that happen? Guys, I've seen so many guys at the Beta Male Cafe. I've seen guys at the fucking bar. You know, they waste 5, 6, 7 hours with a girl hoping they're gonna get to smell her pussy, but that never happens. Imagine what that guy could have done in 5, 6, 7 hours, you know. I don't have to sit here and tell you that what I can do in like fucking 1 hour, 2 hour. So you guys realize that for me, time is extremely valuable for me because I can do so much in 1 hour, 2 hour, 10 hours. You know, the more hours I have, the more I get to do in that time. So for me, Amr Mitwali, I would much rather pay a girl $100 for 1 hour of freaky deaky sex and then kick the bitch out, you know. In Mexico, Colombia, prostitution is legal. And the good thing about prostitution in Colombia and Mexico, no pimps are involved, okay? So you don't have to worry about some big guy coming in and fucking breaking your legs and stealing your shit, okay? So when you're in Mexico, you're in Colombia, you deal directly with the woman, okay? So in Cancun, you can get women for $100 in Cancun. In Colombia, you can get women for like $50 in Colombia. Okay, guys? I know I told you that I did pay to play when I was in Playa del Carmen a couple of weeks ago, and I said I'm not gonna do it anymore. However, I have new data. Okay, guys, whenever you have new data and that data contradicts what you may have experienced in the past because the data is now accurate, you have to update your mentality. You know, special shout out to QB Willie here on MGTOW TV. He told me, Omar, you went for a streetwalker. The girl obviously was not interested in you like that. You know, maybe she's the type of girl who just fucks for quick money. Maybe she just doesn't like you like that. You have to be with a girl who actually enjoys having sex. You want to be with a girl who actually finds you attractive. For example, guys, okay, let me tell you how you deal with girls on these escort websites in Colombia, Mexico, okay? You contact them with WhatsApp, okay? So you're on the website, you see a girl you like, you hit the WhatsApp, and that WhatsApp will send a message to her WhatsApp saying, you know, along the lines of, hey, I saw your ad on so-and-so agency. Can I get some more information about you? Now, obviously, when you hit the WhatsApp button on the agency's website, that button has a programmed data that it sends over to the girl. So all you have to do is hit the button, and that button will send her a WhatsApp message. You don't even have to write anything, you know. So sometimes, you know, girls don't reply to me because I simply did not meet their looks requirement. And that's perfectly fine, you know. Not every girl is gonna find you or me or any guy out there to be her looks match. So, yeah, it's perfectly fine when a few girls don't write me back. But the vast majority of girls do write me back, okay? You guys have to understand, man, I don't have any Latin blood in me. I look Latin. I also happen to look Indian, unfortunately. But for a lot of these Latin women, I'm like a top-tier fucking Latin dude. You know, I'm gonna get rid of the beard. We're gonna do the Japanese hair straightening. We're gonna do some liposuction in here, guys. Get the cheek coming out. As you guys know, I did fillers in Merida. I'm probably gonna do some filler over here. This is actually the good area. This, if you guys remember, if you look at my videos from like a month ago or more, this area was really bad. So the doctor in Merida took care of this area to the point where this area probably needs a little bit of filler. So when I go to Cancun, guys, I'm gonna do a little bit of filler over here. I am going to get rid of some of the fat here. You know, look, when I go like this, guys, it's a lot better, you know. As you guys can see, this is a lot better than the way it is. So I'm gonna get rid of some of the fat here. I am going to get a little bit of filler over here. Then I'm going to do something called laser resurfacing, which is pretty much gonna, see this over here, guys? I don't know if you guys can see it in the phone. I have like all sorts of sun damage. I mean, my face looks like the face of a guy who's well into his 50s, unfortunately. You know, you got the gray beard over here, ain't nothing I can do about it. You know, yeah, sure, I can get, you know, that shit you can put on your beard, but that's TMW, man. That's just too much work for me. I don't know, guys, maybe I'll look good with a beard, maybe I'll just color the beard, I don't know, maybe I'll just shave it off, you know. So I don't know what I'm gonna do with the beard. Maybe shave it off, or maybe just fucking dye it. You guys let me know in the comment section. if I should dye the beard or just shave it off every couple of days to get rid of the grays. So yeah, man, Cancun, I'm gonna look smacks even more. The doctors have so far done a great job on me. So yeah, man, so even by fucking Latin standards, you know, especially with the height on my side, full head of hair, you know, that does put me probably in the top, you know, 5% when it comes to Latin guys, okay? So, yeah. I'm gonna get woman off of WhatsApp who'd be interested in sleeping with me. And again, guys, when you get data, correct data, that updates any misconceptions you have in the past, you must update the mentality. So I'm gonna give pay to play another shot when I go to Cancun, okay, guys? Because here's the deal, man. Modern woman just fucking ain't worth it, okay? What are you gonna do? You're gonna go to the pub, you're gonna go to the Beta Male Cafe, you're gonna spend 5-6 hours in there hoping a girl will go home with you. There's no guarantee that she's gonna do that. You know, are you gonna take a girl out? You know, for you to take a girl out, not only are you losing time, but you're probably gonna lose, you know, $40-$50, right? So imagine, you know how I told you in the past it's easier for women to order Chad off of fucking Tinder than it is for me and you to order pizza? Well, guess what? Thanks to these escort agencies that are online in Mexico, Colombia, it's actually easier for me, Amar Mitwali, to order fucking hoes off the internet than it is for me to order fucking pizza. Because all these... Okay, so like I said, you see a girl you like, you hit the WhatsApp icon on the agency website, it sends her a message saying, hey, I'm interested in your services, please tell me more. If she likes you, she will send you her rate sheet and her services. If she don't, that means she's not interested in you. Now, when she sends you her rates and services, all you have to do is text her back, hey, I'm at this Airbnb, I'm at this hotel, come over at this time, I want these services, I'll pay you this price, and boom, shakalaka. You guys out there need to understand something, man. You can have a fucking hoe in your bed in a few hours using no more than 3 to 4 fucking WhatsApp messages for about $100, okay? So, moving forward, guys, we're gonna do whore maxing. I know we have whore maxer. He was former MGTOW. I know some of you guys have... your own reservations about Hormaxer. Now, Hormaxer happens to be a fellow Jew. He's on the right track. Maybe I don't agree with him on everything he says, okay? But yeah, Hormaxing, guys, is gonna be the fucking future, okay? I mean, granted, yesterday I spoke to this hot Latina for like 20 minutes. You know, I wasted like half an hour, you know, trying to take her home only to have like a fucking white girl come in and like take her away. You know, it's kind of like fucking getting in a big fish and you're about ready to get the fish out of the water and some fucking shark decides to come in and take your fish, you know. Such a fucking letdown. But, you know, hey man, it is what it is, right? So, yeah, at the end of the day, guys, time is the most important thing you have. At the same time, you guys need to understand, you know, when you go with an agency, the chances of Me Too rape are pretty much non-existent, because that's the nature of the business, you know. You give me pussy, I give you money, boom, shakalaka, have a good day, and that's the end of that. So, you guys out there, whore maxing will be the future. It's gonna be the future simply because a lot of women out there, man, they're toxic. Even if you are able to pull a woman, you're gonna get some other homely looking woman that's just gonna come in and take the girl away from you. Like I said, man, We were just talking with this hot Latina. We were going toward the bins last night. And this fucking white girl comes out of nowhere and just takes a Latina away from us, man. She just grabs the Latina and just walks away with her, you know? So, imagine that, man. Imagine, you know, you put in the work. You finally got the bitch, and then some other ugly bitch comes in and takes the bitch away from you. It's like, so, this is what you guys out there have got to understand about the black pill when it comes to whore maxing, okay? 80% of women out there, okay? 80% of women out there, they're not going to have any male attention whatsoever. Okay? This is the real motherfucking black pill, okay? You know? So, I'm not upset, guys. You know, I'm not upset that they took the hot Latina away from me. I mean, yeah. Sure, it's kind of like a shark taking the fish away from you. It happened to me before, you know. You get a nice fish, you're about ready to reel it in on the boat, and then the motherfucking shark comes out and takes it away from you. You know, it's not a, you know, it's not something that, you know, it's something that kind of like, you know, I don't want to say angers you. Maybe it pains you a little bit because you put in the motherfucking work, you know. Getting a fish is not easy, you know, especially getting an edible fish, you know. Here in small town USA, all you get is motherfucking catfish. So when you get a decent sized fish and have a shark comes in and takes it, you know, that's kind of a letdown. You know, when you get yourself like a hot Latina, especially when I really didn't put in much effort. I mean, I was just walking past a bar and this hot Latina approaches me, you know. So still, kind of is a letdown when a fucking ugly, homely white girl takes a hot Latina away from you. So, if you guys have access to prostitutes, you really don't care. I mean, now guys, when I'm at the Beta Male Cafe, I'm at the pub, I really don't pay any attention to any woman. I don't even acknowledge their miserable existence. In fact, I got these hoes so well trained that when I go to the Beta Male Cafe, the bitches already know my coffee. Oh shit, somebody's calling me again. Give this another minute or two, guys. I'm almost done with the video anyway. I don't know if when somebody calls me, if it actually mutes my voice. I know my old Android phone, when somebody calls me, it mutes my voice. So you guys let me know in the comment section. Let me know in the comment section if you can actually, if you heard what I said in the past 20 seconds, you know. Anyway, so like I was saying, guys, when I go to the Beta Male Cafe, the girls know what drink I want. They have it ready for me. I slide my credit card, bada bing, bada boom. When I go to the pub, the girl knows what I drink. Diet Pepsi. I give her the $5, bada bing, bada boom. I don't even have to talk to bitches anymore. So, this is why I'm telling you guys, when you have access to fucking prostitutes, you don't worry about other women, you know? And I know a lot of these guys out there, they tell you, oh man, if you pay to play, you're a fucking loser. They're telling you that because they want you to watch their videos. They want you to pay for their fucking courses, their boot camps. You guys have to understand something, man. A bitch ain't gonna fuck you if you're not her looks match, okay? This is what you guys need to understand. Like I told you, man. Some of these girls that I contacted, I saw they read the message. I know they read the message. But they didn't write me back because, hey, they're like, I don't want this guy, and that's perfectly fine. So, you guys out there need to understand something very important, man. Pay to play is not for losers, okay? the PUAs and people like Hamza, they tell you that, and people like yo, homie, yo, I'm Alpha, they tell you pay to play is for losers. That's because they want you to buy their products, talk to them on the phone for $1,000 an hour, watch their motherfucking videos, go to their fucking boot camps. Okay, women here, they tell you pay to play is for losers, you can't get a woman. That's because these bitches know if you discover pay to play, you're not even gonna look at this woman anymore. You know, when I was in Romania, man, I was renting a car in Romania, and the guy, young guy, you know, decent looking white dude, obviously it's Romania. He was like, I pay to play all the time, man. I pay between $20 to $40 for a girl. And he was talking casually about it. And I'm like, wow. You know, here in America, people don't talk about pay to play because it's like taboo and only losers do to pay to play and shit like that. But in Romania, Eastern Europe, pay to play is a real deal. You know, when I crossed into Romania, into Moldova from Romania, the border guards were really cool. They were like, you're here to fuck our woman, right? And I know that they were based. You know, that's why I like Eastern European people. They're fucking based. I'm like, only if they're hot enough. And the guy obviously had a nice chuckle on that one. But yeah, man, in Eastern Europe, in fucking Latin America, pay to play is actually more of the norm than anything else. You know, here in America, we make it taboo because obviously the PUAs, they want to make money off of you. The fucking feminists, they want you to give them fucking attention. And the government, they want you to get fucking married so you can get divorce raped. You know, take a fucking bitch out, spend a couple of $100 on her, maybe have a fucking bastard child and pay fucking child support. But in fucking Romania, Latin America, all these girls will tell you, hey man, you gotta fucking wear a condom. You know, they don't want to get pregnant. You know, they don't want fucking child support. They would rather be free as a bird, fucking, rather than having some kid and be stuck with that kid, you know? So, here in America, man, we fucked, you know? We are fucked up in the head here in America. This whole pay-to-play thing for incels and losers and trick, you guys need to understand what tricking is, okay? Now, the person who invented the term trick for prostitutes, his name is Iceberg Slim. I know, because I actually watched a documentary about him on fucking, what you may call it, on Amazon TV or Amazon Prime. You know, I'm an Amazon Prime member, so I get to watch their fucking TV shows on my fucking TV. So there was a documentary about Iceberg Slim. Now, the reason Iceberg Slim calls it tricking, because the trick is she's getting you to pay for what other men got for free. Let me say that one more time. You a trick because the trick is she got you to pay for what other men got for free, okay? See, the problem here is that guys go out with fucking hoochie mamas, ugly woman, and they pay them money. See, this is a problem I have with the black people, man. When black people go to Playa del Carmen, they go to Colombia, they fuck it up for everybody, okay? See, this is why I don't tell you the escort services I use online, because the black people are gonna fuck it up, you know? You know, black people are fucking simps, and what happens with black people is that, you know, they find like a sub-attractive woman, they're like, how much? $200? Here's $400 or $500, you know? In Playa del Carmen, it's $200, you know? It should be, prostitution should be no more than $100 an hour, but you know what? These black guys who come to fucking Playa del Carmen on the weekend, they don't have problem spending $300, $400, $500 on some, you know, mediocre prostitute. That's a motherfucking problem right there, you know? If you're gonna pay $100, pay $100 for that fucking 18, 19-year-old girl who's a fucking dime piece. You know, that's not tricking. somebody's, they took care of it. So it's not tricking. You guys need to understand something, man. Real motherfucking talk, okay? Real talk about tricking, okay? I told you, women are fucking black-pilled. Ever since a bitch is 8, 9, maybe by the age of 10, she knows, okay, I'm hot, I'm gonna be a whore, I'm fugly, I'm gonna be a deranged, rabid, man-hating, cat-carrying feminist, and I'm gonna cock-block hot guys from getting with hot women, okay? So, these young women who know that they're fucking hot at around the age of 8, 9 years old, by the time they're 18, they're full-fledged prostitutes, okay? Prostitutes don't give out their pussy for free, okay? So, it ain't tricking if you're paying for 18-year-old pussy, because that bitch, she's hot, she knows she's hot, and she's been getting paid for that pussy probably before the age of fucking 18. Guys, you need to understand something, man. A lot of these women out there who become prostitutes, they probably been sleeping around for money before they were 18. Now, on this channel, we keep it legal. You only get to 18 and above. But the Nagasaki Hiroshima black pill truth of the matter is, fucking hot girls, they've been sleeping around for money well before the age of 18, okay? You guys need to understand, man. If you're a hot bitch, why the fuck would you sleep without money, you know? When I was in Romania, I was talking with this Austrian dude at a bar in Brasov, and he's like, American women are fucking retarded. Women here in Romania, if they're gonna sleep with you, they're gonna sleep with you for fucking money, you know? Whether it's $20, $40, $100, they're gonna have to get something for that pussy. But American women, they're fucking dumb. They sleep with you for nothing at all, you know? So, again, throughout the rest of the non-Western world, like in Eastern Europe, Latin America, man, ain't no tricking over there. Pay to play is actually the norm in Latin America. It's the norm in Eastern Europe. You know, you have girls on agencies, you know, they'll come to your place. You know, some of these girls, like in Colombia, a lot of these girls, you know, they have whorehouses, you know. You know how you go to like a doctor, check in, wait in the patient area until you see the doctor? You know, that's how it is in fucking Moldova, not Moldova, that's how it is in Colombia, you know. A lot of these girls, they have a whorehouse, you know, they have a waiting area, you know, you can probably get some fucking coffee, watch the TV until your whore is ready for you. So yeah, man, what I wanted you guys out there to understand is that pay to play in Eastern Europe, Latin America is actually the norm. Tricking doesn't really exist there because these bitches, they probably been sleeping around again well before the age of 18 for money. Now on this channel, we sleep with 18 and above as mandated by international, national, and American laws, as long as you're an American citizen. So 18 and above for us, but the Nagasaki Hiroshima black pill truth of the matter, vast majority of hot women out there, man, they've been getting paid for pussy well before the age of 18, man. Turkey, even though it's a supposedly a Muslim country, same thing, guys. In Turkey, bitches who are hot, they sleep around, you see. This is why fucking hojabis and feminists, this is why they hate black pill. Because once you guys realize what I, Amr Mitwali, realize, that the average bitch is too damn toxic, putting in the work may not, and the effort may not lead to the results you want, and time is the most valuable thing, and if you take a bitch out, spend $50-$60 on her, there's no guarantee of sex. So why not just do pay-to-play? Because if you guys do pay-to-play, unless you're fucking, you know, one of those black simps who pays for, like, fucking Shaniqua, Leticia, Yolanda. Guys, if you're like me, man, I'm gonna get that fucking 19-year-old. I have fucking 19-year-old hot woman on my WhatsApp. The minute I go to Cancun, they're waiting for my text message on WhatsApp to say, hey bitch, this is where I'm at. come suck this dick, okay? Do you think I'm gonna get like 35-year-old Latisha, Shaniqua, Shanani, Yolanda? Fuck no, I won't. See, this is what women don't want you to find out. They don't want you to find out that you can get that 18, 19-year-old dime piece. Because the minute you guys realize that you can get yourself an 18, 19-year-old dime piece, guess what? Who gives a fuck about the mediocre-looking girl who serves you fucking Starbucks coffee? Who gives a fuck about some homely-looking girl who works as a barista or a fucking server at, I don't know, fucking McDonald's or some dumb shit like that, okay? This is why PUAs, feminists, and the US government hate the black pill. This is why they want to make pay-to-play. This is why they make prostitution illegal, because they don't want you guys out there to realize that you can be a free man. You see, in Eastern Europe and Latin America, the governments over there, you know, like TFM and everybody says, okay, feminism is a luxury. Let me say that one more time. Feminism is a fucking luxury, okay? Rich countries, they can afford feminism. But in Eastern Europe, in fucking Latin America, they can't afford feminism, okay? You guys need to understand something very important, okay? Hot women are gonna sell their pussy. They don't want relationships. This is why these women that you hook up with on escort services, you have to wear a condom, because they don't want kids. You guys have to understand, man. Hot women don't want fucking relationships. Like Aaron Clary said, women don't like men. They put up with us so they can get money out of us, you know? Like, for example, that 18, 19-year-old girl that I'm gonna Nagasaki Hiroshima her pussy in Cancun, guess what, motherfuckers? She's gonna put up with me for that hour because she's gonna make a quick $100. Does she want a relationship with me? Absolutely not. Does she want a relationship with any other man? No, she doesn't. You guys gotta understand, man, hot women, A, they know they're hot, B, they can sell their pussy for good money, and C, they don't want relationships, okay? And the governments know that. This is why prostitution in most of Eastern Europe and Latin America is either legal, regulated, or they turn a blind eye to it, because women, hot women, genuinely don't want fucking relationships, okay? And at the same time, the government can't afford women, and they can't afford their bastard children. So yeah, it's in the best interest of Eastern European and Latin American countries to have prostitution, because rather than having the government take care of some fugly woman and her bastard kids through taxes and welfare, you might as well have this hot bitch get banged by some rich foreign dude and then use that money to build up her own business. You know, the prostitute I slept with in Playa del Carmen, you know, she told me, she was Colombian, she's making $1,000 a week in fucking Playa del Carmen. She's been there for 6 months, and she told me she's probably gonna do this for maybe a year, two years, save up a shitload of money, and then go back to Colombia and open a beauty salon, you know? A lot of these Latina women, Eastern European women, who are sleeping around for money, guys, you know, they ain't dumb. They know that the older they get, the less desirable they're gonna be. So they're saving up to open a business. They're saving up to be a doctor, a lawyer. These women in Latin America, Eastern European, these prostitutes, you know, they're not fucking dumb hoes like the hoes we have here in America. These girls know eventually with age that they're just not going to get the money and the clientele they once had when they were fucking 18, 19 years old. So they want to go in at a young age. They want to make as much money as they can. They want to get a college degree, maybe set up a business. That way, when they're no longer desirable, hey man, I don't have to have a man taking care of me. You know, the government ain't going to take care of me. I don't want a man to take care of me. I got my college degree. I got my fucking PhD. I'm a doctor. I'm a lawyer. You know, they don't do gender studies in Latin America. You're never ever going to see a fucking prostitute in anywhere in the world outside of the West who's like, yeah, I'm getting my PhD in fucking gender studies, you know. They get their degrees in something where it's always in demand and they can make good money. So the bottom line here, guys, that you need to understand, hot women, they've been fucking well before the age of 18, even though on this channel we keep it 18 and above. Hot women have been selling pussy well before the age of 18. Secondly, they don't want to have relationships. They would much rather be a free bird, a free agent, okay? And thirdly, these women are smart. They're saving up for a business, or they're saving up to get an education to be doctor, lawyer, something in demand that they can use post their prostitution career, okay? Here in America, because 80% of women here in America are unattractive, the government has to make prostitution illegal, because at the end of the day, like TFM said, who's gonna fucking take care of all these old, fat, ugly women and their bastard children? If prostitution is legal, they're not gonna make money from child support. They're not gonna make money from taxes. So a lot of these women out there, man, they're gonna be a fucking burden on the government. See, this is what happens when you become a gynocentric country like America. I'm telling you guys, if you guys out there go to fucking Latin America and you become a whore maxer, dude, my plane ticket from Miami to Cancun, $170. Miami, Lauderdale actually, Fort Lauderdale to Cancun, $170. I can rent a nice Airbnb in Cancun, $50, okay? I don't even need a fucking car, but I'm gonna rent a car anyway because I like renting cars. Okay, $170 for my ticket. Let's say $30 for a car, $200, $250 for a fucking, what you may call it, $50 for a nice Airbnb or a nice hotel. So $250, I can go to fucking Cancun, come back the next day, and every $100 I have, I can fuck a different bitch, okay? Guys, if you have $500 in your motherfucking pocket, you're not a fucking incel. You can come to Cancun, hook up with two or three bitches, and then fly back to America the next day, man. Dude. We are on the verge of a phenomena. We are on the verge. You know, we here in the MGTOW community, man, we are on the verge of like mind-boggling shit, okay? MGTOW, men going their own way from a gynocentric society, from toxic woman, okay? You know, a lot of people say, and it's wrong, they say MGTOW is going away from woman. Hell no! We're just going away from a gynocentric society where a woman can go 911 and you spend the rest of your life in jail. Dude, whore maxing is the motherfucking future. Ain't no shame in pay to play, okay? Here in America, they shame you for pay to play. The PUAs shame you because they want you to buy their courses, go on their fucking boot camps, pay them $1,000 on the phone so they can tell you, yo, homie, yo, I'm alpha. The woman, they tell you pay to play is for losers, because 80% of American women, if you're gonna pay for pussy, 80% of American women, you wouldn't even look twice at. You wouldn't even pay fucking 5 cents for their motherfucking pussy. And of course, the US government, they want to keep men enslaved. They want to tax you. They want to put you on fucking child support. So yeah, man. Pay to play is a motherfucking breakthrough. All of you guys watching, if you're a dude, you're watching this video, you're in the West, and you're still interested in fucking women, in fucking fucking women, if you know what I mean, go to Latin America, go to Eastern Europe. Pay to play is the future, gentlemen. Whore maxing is the future, okay? Hot women don't want relationships. The other 80% of women out there who are like sevens and below, they're fucking too damn toxic for a relationship. So if you want to fuck, whore max. Alright guys, that's my video for today. Gonna see you in the next one. Hopefully they got my car fixed. Take care.